We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she'll choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
We welcome you to today's edition of Exploring the Word. This is a very special edition of the program. Alex McFarland and Bert Harper here, and you are listening to the American Family Radio Network. You know, we finished up 2 Thessalonians, and Bert, I thought yesterday was a very meaningful show. We were telling things that we were thankful for. And today, we're not into the next kind of long study that we're going to do, but I want to read a scripture. Can I read a brief psalm? And let's open up the show with some thanksgiving a little bit today. Can I share a little bit from Psalm 100?
Ready to go, man. I want to hear it.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, I like this. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Now listen to verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Isn't that a powerful scripture for the times in which we live?
It is. That is our God. If you don't understand that, you do not know the God of the Bible. He is that God, and we praise him and adore him. And so yesterday was a day of praise, and today is a day of prayer. And We felt like, and yesterday was affirming, you know, you feel like you hear from the Lord that you're supposed to do it, and then you trust the Lord, that's true, and when it happens, you said, yes, Lord, that was it. And yesterday was one of those days, and today is prayer. Let me give this scripture. This is in James, and listen to how many times prayer is referred to. James chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. When James closes this book of James, it's really, I heard, and I agree with the theme, it's a handbook for Christian living. I loved, that's the theme of James. How do you live the Christian life? What God wants us to do. He closes it up with prayer, Alex. Not just personal prayer, but collective prayer. Prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of healing. And so how important is prayer in the life of the Christian, Alex?
Oh, my goodness, it's vital. I mean, really, you know, I've shared that quote many times by Dr. Norm Geisler, that prayer is the new nerve that moves the muscle of God. And if you're not praying, my goodness, your Christian life is just going to be anemic. It's going to be just powerless. And you know, many people throughout church history have talked about how much prayer means, and that James 5:16 is such an important verse that, as you read so well, concludes, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Well, what is effectual prayer, or prayer that does things? Prayer that is fervent, you know, prayer that is consistent, prayer that is sincere before God. And let me say this, too, about keeping the communication lines completely open. Prayer that is confessional. Bert, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, he will not hear me. It's not that God doesn't want to bless us and work, but we have to, if we're going to come before God with our needs and our petitions, I think we've got to really turn fully to him. And turning fully to Christ means turning thoroughly from sin, doesn't it?
It really does. And another thing I'd say, pray with an open Bible. God has given us in America the English language. Those of us that live in Western civilization, especially those English language speaking, we have so many helps in Bibles. So pray. And I find myself, I'll be reading. I'm reading through the Bible this year. I'm reading from the Old Testament some, and then New Testament, and then reading a Psalm and Proverbs, reading that day by day. And I come up on a scripture, and I just stop and pray and seek the Lord. And so it's so effective. And seeking the Lord, it will help you find answers. So praying concerning an issue, praying with an open Bible, asking God to direct you, he will do that. So, Alex, we are going to take prayers today. We invite folks to call in and pray. We just ask you that you be precise. Sometimes when we have this, yesterday we had so many people calling in, and even some we had to not take the calls because we, you know, ran out of time.
Yeah, we did.
And so if you can be precise with your request or your prayer, I think it would be helpful and good. Not that it's not important, but we just want to make it possible for as many people to call in. That number, if you would call in, you got a prayer request, is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Or you want to pray? I think there's several things we could pray for. We had this sent to us yesterday, praying for this young woman who has two children, and praying the 14-year-old that is not in a relationship with God like he should, and making some bad decisions at this point in time. Man, how critical is that 13, 14, 15-year-old age? It is so important. And it's got a younger sibling, praying that they don't take that up. And so we want to pray for her, and we're asking God to direct her and help her. And a lot of times when it's a single mom, it makes it more difficult than ever. So we just that lady will know who that is. She's listening, and we're praying for that and asking God to do a great work.
Alex, yes, we are.
I think one other thing we need to pray for, it's we've covered it quite a bit on other programs. We haven't said much about it on Exploring the Word, and I don't want to go into it to discussing it, but I do want to pray for Alistair Begg, and he has been a great brother, a great champion, and yet because of what he said concerning attending a marriage, a so-called marriage between you know, homosexuals or transgender and someone do that. And I just pray that God would, we was reading 2 Thessalonians, says don't treat them as an enemy, but treat them as a brother. And that's what we want to do. Sometimes brothers can misspeak. Sometimes they reach wrong decisions. And so we're praying for him. And for that church, I pray that they would relook at that and find out what God would have them to do. And so I make that a matter of prayer, Alex. Again, not for us to comment on it and not for us to try to critique it today. But, brother, when you don't know what else to do, pray, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And let's remember that even if we're kind of in disagreement with a fellow brother or sister about an issue, and look, in 30 years of church work, I've had to be the mediator in some disputes with people, but we want to pray with them, pray for them rather. But you know, at the same time, I'll say this. And Bert, I was on a news show yesterday. I was on a show called the Carrie Abbott Show, and I think it's out on the West Coast. And then I was on some interview this morning as well, out of San Diego. And I said, well, look, you know, we Christians, when we become disciples, it's not about what I think or don't think. It's what the Word of God says, you know?
Yes.
Now, I believe it. I put my faith in it. But people often ask me, they'll say, you know, Alex, what is your opinion about homosexuality or traditional marriage? Well, my opinion means nothing. It's what does the Bible say?
Amen.
And Bert, that's where we've got to stand on what God says, not what popular opinion or pressure is. What does God say? And I think we, more than ever, the church and individual Christians and especially ministers have to stand just uncompromisingly strong with and for the Word of God.
And you can stand in love. That doesn't mean, oh, it's all right, it doesn't matter. It does matter. But you can stand in love. That's why Paul would write to those at Thessalonica and said, treat them as a brother. Admonish them as a brother. They're not enemies. And so I pray that that is what people, regardless of what they think or what they would say, we want to stand on the Word of God, and we want to stand in truth and love. And that's my prayer. Father, help us to do that. Help Alex and myself as we stand on your Word, that we would be caring and loving. That doesn't mean mushy and soft. It means humble and courageous. Father, I pray we'd stand with you. And Father, I pray that you'd be with Alistair Begg and the minister there, their church. I have a feeling the church might be in turmoil right now with what all's going on. I don't know that, but I pray for them, and they would come out with truth and knowing what you would have them to do. That's my prayer. And for this young woman who has two children as a single mom, help her, direct her. And I pray for that 14-year-old that he mm-hmm. would get right with you and serve you. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, amen. You ready to go to the phone lines, Alex?
Let's do it, folks. The number is 888-589-8840. If you have prayer requests, we'd love to hear what they are, and we'll just agree together all across America in prayer.
Cornelius from Louisiana. Cornelius, thank you for calling.
Yeah, Alex and Bert and all the listeners and callers. I was a military police officer in Anniston, Alabama and stuff, and I just tell you, I was telling your call screener, we need to pray for our nation, for our troops and stuff. I just fear we're going to be in maybe a world war pretty soon and stuff. And I've got a health concern, but I wanted to get that out, to pray for our military, our police, and our first responders, the prisoners and prison guards and stuff, because there's some situations going on there. But my health concern is I'm a veteran and stuff and been trying to get my VA benefits, and I've just been stuck. So I don't want to go too much into detail, but I want the people to pray for me. I know that prayer can do powerful things. When my dad was alive, he was a Korean War vet, and he died of COVID-19 in 2020. And he just told me, look, son, stay in the Bible, believe what the Bible says. And he always used to say, basic instructions before leaving earth. So this is what my dad taught me. He said, read Psalm 91, which is the prayer of protection. Read the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. And then today's the 31st. Read Proverbs. There's one for every day of the month.
Yep.
So today's the 31st. Read the 31st Proverbs.
Amen, Cornelius. Yeah, amen. Hey, we do need to pray for our troops. We're praying for Cornelius. Those of you that are prayer warriors, write these names down. We'll give you their names. You can write their names down and pray for them. But we're praying for Cornelius and that he would find that relief he needs with his health problems. And Alex, he's praying for the troops especially. Yes, the law Amen. Enforcement. But right now, it's a powder keg over there in the Middle East, isn't it?
Well, it really is. But we know that God rules and overrules, and God can subdue evil and rescue us from danger. Folks, this is Exploring the Word with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland. Stay tuned. A lot of prayer requests on the board and a lot of prayer requests to come that we'd love to hear from you. So call in 888-589-8840. We're back after this.
If you're like most of us, you're paying way too much for health care. That's why I want to tell you about a ministry that has been meeting the health care needs of hundreds and thousands of Christians, and that's Christian Healthcare Ministries, chministries.org. Christian Healthcare Ministries is cost-sharing made easy. For over 40 years, this unique model has allowed believers to choose their own doctors without worrying about networks or waiting periods, since they're not an insurance, but a faith-based alternative to insurance. Members not only get advantages from the affordability, flexibility, and reliability of CHM, but they also receive access to 24/7 telehealth services at no additional cost. It's no surprise that doctors across the country appreciate working with CHM, and so will you. It all starts with a visit to chministries.org/AFR. That's chministries.org/AFR. Christian Healthcare Ministries is the longest serving health share ministry serving all 50 states. Share the good news with a friend too. chministries.com/AFR. Make the switch today with any time enrollment.
That's why prayer is so important. He is the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and we can trust Him. Well, we're going to the phone lines, and that number, we're having prayer requests. It's full right now, so wait a moment and then call back, and you'll get one of those lines when people drop off. So, Alex, where did we go to next?
Going to Florida, Marty in Florida. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, my name is Marty, and I just want to request for my wife. My wife, her name is Shirley, and she was just recently diagnosed with leukemia. And I'm very, very scared, and I'm worried about her. Okay. And I would just ask you to please pray for my wife.
We'll do it, Marty.
Bless you.
Alex, man. When your soulmate, your wife, your husband, man, it's tough times. Would you lead us in prayer?
Let's do it, Marty. We're standing with you, brother. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the situation for Marty's wife and the leukemia. Please, Lord, resolve this, and we know that you can. And Lord, we just pray for Marty as well, that you would hold his arms up. And Lord, we can hear the concern in his voice. And Lord, we've all had loved ones and sometimes even spouses that faced life-threatening illnesses. So, Father God, at this time, I pray for Marty and his wife that they would draw closer to each other and closer to you. And, Lord, we praise you, for you are the healer, you are the great physician, and we just ask for you to do a miraculous work of healing in both of their lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Marty. We are praying.
Thank you. I feel privileged you would share that with us, really. That's Amanda in Mississippi. Amanda, thank you for holding. By the way, folks, the number is 888-589-8840. We'd love to pray with you. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Hi. I just wanted prayers for my husband, James. He doesn't know the Lord, and he has a drug problem and an anger problem.
Wow. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those of you again, write James' name down and to be saved and to be delivered. Man, God does both of those, delivers and saves, doesn't he, Alex?
He really does. And we're going to pray for his emotions to get healed as his heart, his mind, his very soul is brought under the Lordship of Jesus. Sam in Texas, sharing prayer requests today. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hi, y'all. Thanks for hearing my prayer request. I'm going to be as quick and precise as I can. This is a personal, health issue of mine. Two things is I have shoulder pain. I've had it for 2 years, and it comes back, and it keeps me from doing a lot of things that I enjoy doing, like working out. And I've had a chest cough for about a year, and I don't know really how it started. My allergists really don't know what it is. And it also keeps me from doing a lot of things that I really enjoy. So, yeah, I'm just humbly asking for some prayer.
Okay, Sam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, write Sam's name down. Shoulder pain. that cough, and having something like a cough that's gone undiagnosed, Alex, it mm-hmm. not only is the cough, but it's also that concern of not knowing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I really believe in praying about physical ailments. Obviously, you know, go to the doctor and get good medical advice. But listen, I know personally, and I know a lot of people too, where just debilitating pains, God did heal them and God delivered. And Sam, ourselves, and I know many listeners are standing with you. Also in Texas, John, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Yes.
I'm about to be 70 years old. We're raising our three grandchildren. Their mother and their father decided to go out and do drugs.
Oh, man.
The boys have recently had a conversation with the deputy sheriff, and they were told that if they foul up again once more, they'd go into juvie. This past week or so, one of them stole $40 to $60 out of my wallet, which I needed to pay a bill with in another town. And they're not picking up trash that they throw on the floor. They're not taking care of dirty clothes and leave them lying everywhere. And my wife and I are beside ourselves, and we definitely need God's help.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to hang up pretty quick because I'm fixing to pick them up from school, and I don't want them hearing this.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray for Sam. We're praying for you, John, Amanda. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm praying for John right now. What a responsibility he and his wife have with those three boys. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray first that you'd give them strength and courage. I thank you for their graciousness to be willing to do this. And I pray for those boys, Father, that they would see clearly what a life of destruction it is, going in disobedience, in carelessness. And I pray that they would turn to you, Father. I pray they would ask you to help them. And I pray that you would strengthen John and his wife so much. And, Father, for that money that is missing, God, I pray some way, somehow, you would help John to deal with that. And, Father, I pray you'd give them the courage to do what is needed in order to let them suffer the consequences earlier than rather than later, when it's usually more severe and more difficult. Father, we're praying for Sam, for his pain in his shoulder, that cough, undetected, not knowing. Father, I pray for his healing. And I pray for Amanda, God, her husband, James, to be born again, and the addictions that he has and the difficulties. We're praying, God, meet their needs according to your riches and in deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bert, hey, listen to this. I'm doing a wedding in about 5 or 6 weeks. And the couple, both the bride and the groom, are attorneys. And they're just young adults doing great with their lives. But they remarked that the courts are just slammed with legal cases where grandparents are getting legal guardianship of children because the parents are just gone haywire. And we need to pray, folks. Give us godly families.
Amen.
And this nation will be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so I know what this gentleman is talking about. Countless thousands of grandparents are like this. They raise their kids, and now they're raising their grandkids. And we just really need the Holy Spirit of God to restore the American family, don't we, Bert?
We really do. We're desperate. It's in difficulty, great difficulty. So, John, thank you for calling for. I just want you to get this out. If your radio's still on, you've got thousands of people in the United States right now praying for you, and we're going to continue. Where to next, Alex?
Lene in Kentucky. Lene, thanks for holding. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yes, sir. God bless you guys. I got a prayer request for my adult daughter. She's in a online relationship with somebody from another country, and all the signs are pointing to him being a human trafficker, but she doesn't see it. So I need God to move to remove him from her life and for her to re-fall in love with her Lord and Savior.
Okay.
Amen.
Lene, we'll do it. Listen, human trafficking is a tragedy that is happening all over the world, Alex. It's, and praise the Lord, 8 Days of Hope is trying to help by building houses for those that's been brought out of that, you know, delivered from it, and having a place for them to go and to, you know, recharge and reconnect with God. And so we're praying for that too. And thank God for those people that are involved in helping those that are caught. But we want this one to be a prevention. So pray that that is sort of like Hosea and Gomer. Gomer wasn't ready to come home until she was dropped by the people that had, you know, got her swayed to turn away. And so sometimes that's what we pray for, as Lene said, that this guy would go away. So that's a good prayer, Lene.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. The online, oh my goodness, there is such potential danger there, isn't there, Bert?
There is.
Connie in Texas. Connie, thank you for holding. Welcome to our show of prayer requests.
I just want to tell you, I appreciate you. You have no idea how much God has blessed our souls with you guys. You have just been wonderful. I also would like a prayer request for my husband. He's been in and out of the hospital 5 times since October, and he got a release today to be able to walk on his own, to do some walking on his own. My entire family needs a lot of prayer. We've got a mess going on, but I'm going to tell you what, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of that fire, didn't they?
Amen.
Amen.
Didn't even smell like smoke.
Amen. Hey, the fourth man is still in the fire waiting for those to be thrown in so he can be there with them. I hope you get that meaning, Alex. First time I heard that, I said, praise God. God is there in the midst of the fire, and he delivers, doesn't he?
He really does. Connie, thank you for sharing that. And I just, the joy in your voice, the joy of the Lord, that's very special, isn't it, Bert?
It is. And her husband home, I just want to bring this up. My brother that, you know, I won't go into details, he was in intensive care for over 2 months, in rehab for over a month. He's back home but still progressing. And his name is Dwayne, D-W-A-I-N, Dwayne. He has a twin sister named Jane, and she's probably listening. She does every day. And so I'd appreciate your prayers for my brother Dwayne as well as he recovers from a real difficulty. So,
amen. Thank you for sharing that, Bert. Thank you. Richard in West Virginia, you've got a prayer request for us today?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to thank you. Guys, I'm a first-time caller, and I had a little touch of my spirit, and greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And greater is he who is in the church than all the demons of hell and all of our problems.
Amen.
But over the none of that, I'm 75. I just retired from 30 years in a nursing home. I'm a born-again Christian, and even though I'm not being paid for it, I go in to minister to people who need me. But my prayer request is that I live alone with 2 cats, and I see no way that I can afford anything around here. My only income is my Social Security. But I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that God can make a way. Even if there's not a way, he can make a way. In fact, he's really good at that. So I'm asking that somehow, in God's time, that I have enough money to last in my little apartment, because I have no place to go after that, and my cats will be okay, and I have a couple of Christian friends who are helping me, a couple of ex-landlords. But I not only do I pray for me, but more importantly, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for the peace of the Middle East, and I can't wait to see my Lord come back, because I think he's turning the doorknob of the door, and I think he's going to get me back in time very soon.
Amen. Richard, thank you. Hey, Alex, we've got Lene praying for her adult daughter, you know, away, you know, that online relationship. Connie, her family, her husband's back home, and Richard and his finances, trying to group 3 together. Would you lead us in prayer for these?
Let's do that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, and all these that have been lifted up, and no doubt many unspoken that have not been voiced, but we pray. We know you know all of these. And for Bert's brother, Dwayne, we continue to pray for Dwayne's health. And Lord, I especially in Jesus' name, this adult daughter that's in an online dialogue with somebody from another country, Lord, I know there is so much potential danger there, and it could be a human trafficker. It could be just a Muslim wanting to get citizenship, and I know many unsuspecting young ladies have fallen prey to that. And Father, I do pray for Richard and his finances, Lord, and he cares about his pets, his cats. Lord, please provide and even do a miracle. Surprise him with the way that you're going to work out the finances and keep a roof over his head and accommodations for him that would truly feel like home, and provide in every single way. And Lord Jesus, help us to remember that you are our source. All of our needs are met by you, physical, spiritual, emotional, financial. And so, dear Jesus, help us all these people and every one of us, to keep our eyes on you, mindful that you are our provider. And we lift all this up to you, and in your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Alex, thank you, brother. Well, we've got time for some more. Where to next?
Judy in Texas. Judy, thanks for holding. You are on Exploring the Word on our prayer show.
Wonderful. I couldn't be happier to call in. I have prayers for praise and for hope. My son has leukemia. He's had it about 9 years. It went away and it's come back, and now it's fervent. But anytime anybody calls him, he lifts them up more than we call to lift him up. And last I talked to him, he said, Mom, I may not be able to text because I've got both hands on Jesus' hands. And I just pray for healing and pray for praise that he's got that kind of attitude.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, we certainly wish God's healing and God's best in the situation with leukemia there too, don't we, Bert?
We really do. I know it's difficult. Let's try to get to Jeff. We may not have complete time. Jeff, what's your prayer request?
Yes, how's it going? I am going to ask for praise for God because I do have chronic kidney disease, and they say it is irreversible, but I know that God can heal anything and everything. And instead of just asking for healing, I would just like to say that I would like to pray for God's will to be done, because that is much more important than anything I have going on.
Jeff, thank you. Alex, what listeners we have, and we bring them to God, asking you, God, help them where they are.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day, their network clinics rescue 200 babies. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.
American Family Radio. Connect with Alex and Bert on the Exploring the Word Facebook page and watch the latest broadcast. Facebook.com/Exploring the Word.
So come on, get ready for the ride of your life. Gonna leave long face religion and a cloud of dust behind and discover all the new horizons just waiting to be explored.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. With all kudos to Stephen Curtis Chapman, the Christian life is the great adventure,
Amen.
Isn't it, Bert?
I love that song. When you grew up like I did in the 60s and Westerns ruled television,
exactly.
Listen, man, you always saddled up your horses. Say amen.
And you know what? In the Western, the good guy always shows up at precisely the right minute. And that's how, maybe that's why you and I love Westerns so much. We know the good guy is going to show up riding a white stallion.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back on a white horse one of these days, isn't he?
He is. They're not going to ask, who is that masked man? They're going to say, it is the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Well, California, Debbie in California, thanks for holding. And welcome to our show of prayer requests. Debbie, you're on.
Hi, I'm so thankful that you took my call, and I'm a daily listener, even way over here in California.
Thank you so much.
I just love you both, and I love your show. and it helps me every day. I'm calling because my daughter is in a really downward spiral. She lives in Florida. She was working for a large employer there in middle Florida. And she was falsely accused of saying a curse word in front of a guest, which she would not do. That's not even in her character. And long story short, she was terminated. And she went through two grievance hearings without any luck. And in the meantime, I've been trying to get her to go to church, and she's told me she doesn't want to go to church because she's met a lot of people in church that she knows Jesus on her own, and so she just stays in her apartment. And she got another job, and that ended up going out of business. So now she's back to using only her credit card for food, and I don't know how much debt she's in, but she's just, and now she's not even talking to me. I think it's depression. She was already taking antidepressants, and I'm a concerned mom and trying not to worry, but I'm worried about my daughter.
Okay.
Wow.
Listen, Debbie, we're going to take time to pray. Now, how fast does prayer work? As fast as the speed of thought. So we're praying right now. You're in California. Is she still in Florida, Debbie?
Yes, she's in Florida. She's okay. By herself, and her mental status is not right. I can tell when I speak with her. She's just.
Well, we're going to pray for her, Debbie. Alex in North Carolina. We're in Mississippi. All over the United States. Alex, I feel led that we need to just take Debbie and her daughter up right now and ask the folks that are listening to intervene right now. It sounds like it needs to happen now, doesn't it?
Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Debbie's daughter and these prayer requests. And Lord, just heal her. It is a blow to be falsely accused of something, and it's a double pain to lose one's job. And I just pray that her daughter, you'll give her emotional and mental strength and help her to think clearly and make good decisions. The most important decision of all, help her to really live for you and be in church. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would rescue her out of this bad spot. I pray she would not go deep in debt. Lord, living on a credit card is just not sustainable. So help her. Give her, motivate her, and give her initiative to pull things together and go out there and find a job. And I do pray for Debbie. And Lord, I believe the prayers of a godly mother are one of the most powerful forces in the world.
Amen.
So hear this mother's prayers. Lord, intervene. And I know we all of us can think of loved ones and neighbors and relatives that are just at risk. Father, this time period in which we're living, it seems like everything is just kind of at risk these days. So Lord, carry us in the palm of your hand and send a great move of your Holy Spirit in this family and in every home and family and every life. Lord, we need you so. We cry out to you, and we trust you for all the ways that you'll work, because we ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen, Debbie. Thank you.
Down there in Texas, a place I love, Boots in Texas. Welcome, Boots.
Hi, guys. I think this is second, third time I called, and I don't have a prayer request through you, but as I told the gentleman on the phone, and you can probably see on the screen there, I want to pray for you guys, because you guys do such a wonderful job, and you are so needed. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you protect them, that your blood bind all accident, all injury, all sickness, all of the enemy from them. Give them inspiration, give them power, give them creativity in serving the people that call in and the people that they run into as they go about the country. In your precious, wonderful, most powerful name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Boots.
Oh, thank you.
Listen,
wow.
Woo. Alex, God is amazing, isn't he? And
amen.
Thank you, Boots.
I appreciate those prayers. I really do.
Amen.
And, Bert, you know, we're going to get to these calls, but people say a lot of very kind things. But I know I speak for Bert and myself both. We just give God the glory. All we want to do is just praise the Lord Jesus because he's so good to us, isn't he, Bert?
Yeah, we could say exploring the word, but we could also just call it glorifying the Lord Jesus. That's what
Amen.
We want to do. Amen.
Amen. Oklahoma, Susan in Oklahoma, thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I just want to pray for my husband. He's a combat veteran, and he, about 5 years ago, he's had four traumatic brain injuries, and he developed chronic migraine disease about 4 years ago, and he's been in and out of hospital since that time. They have not been able to figure out how to give him any kind of relief. He lives at a pain level of four, and it spikes to a 7, 8, or 9, sometimes multiple times throughout the day, but usually at night. He doesn't sleep more than 3 hours a night. He has bad PTSD, and he can't seem to function without self-medicating with alcohol, and he has tried to quit over and over. He just can't seem to live without it for more than a week. He just falls back into it, and he is a believer. He listens to sermons and listens to praise music almost all day long, but something just seems to have a hold of him, and he just cannot find any relief.
Man, Susan, we're praying. Everybody out there, write Susan down, her husband. Write for deliverance from the pain. Pain can teach, but also pain can debilitate. Both, can it, Alex?
It really can. And let's just pray in Jesus' name that he will set him free from the desire for alcohol, and lift up Susan and her husband and a veteran as well, and how grateful we are for his service. We're going to pray in a minute, but let's get a couple of more requests in. Lynn in Mississippi. Lynn, welcome. Hello, Lynn.
I just
want to
ask, I have twin grandsons in the Navy, and not just protection, but if they will do what they need to do with men.
Okay. We're having a bad connection, Lynn, but we got it. Is it two grandsons? Is it two or just one?
No, it's two.
Okay, that's what I thought I heard. Wow. And we do pray. Right now, the military, they've got to be setting on ready. You know, Alex, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
With everything,
oh,
the
yeah.
Navy. So I think we got a lot of folks concerned. So we'll pray for it's Lynn's grandsons in the Navy.
Yes. One more call, and then we're going to pray. Several more calls, but I want to pray in a second. But Colton, also in Mississippi. Colton, thanks for holding, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Good deal, good deal. I just want y'all to know that I really love and appreciate y'all. I listen to y'all every day. Back in March of last year, my wife left me. We've got three small kids, a four-year-old, and we got two-year-old twins. I was studying to be in the ministry, and now I'm kind of in a spot where, you know, trying to figure out what the Lord wants me to do, where he can use me. And so I just need prayer for clarity, for peace during this time, for my kids, that we would know, that I would know, you know, the direction the Lord would need me to go, and just for peace, because this has been the worst year of my life. It's been miserable. You know, I've got a good family. My family's been there for me. They've stood by me, but I've been struggling. I'm slowly getting a little bit better, but it's been hard. It's been rough, and I really covet your prayers.
Colton, let me ask you this. Don't drop off. Are the children with you or with their mother?
with their mother. They're actually, we were living in Virginia for a little while, but I have family in Mississippi, and whenever she said she wanted a divorce, I had nobody in Virginia, so I had to get to a support system. And so we're three or four states, well, however far, right at 800 to 1,000 miles, I guess, from Mississippi to Virginia, where I'm at and where they're at. So,
well, let me ask you another. Has she remarried anything, or she remarried?
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Alex, I think we can pray for Colton, yes, but I think I've seen God restore marriages as well. Now, Colton, I don't know what you know about that or where your wife is, but God knows, and I think we can go to the Lord in that knowledge, can't we, Alex, that God does restore?
He resurrects the dead. He can resurrect relationships. But, Lord, Bert, I know we've got several requests along with this. Would you pray for us at this point, Bert?
I will. Father, I thank you for Colton calling in. I thank you that he's listening. And I think several of these represent a lot of people all over the United States that are hurting beyond measure. And Colton said it been the worst year of his life. I think that's true with many people, Father, difficult and hard. But I'm praying, God, that you'd be with those children. Help them. I'm praying for Colton's wife. She's in Virginia. But, God, you're Lord over all. And I pray, God, that you would do a work in her heart and her life. I pray you'd do a work in Colton's life, not only for the comfort that he's needed in a support group, but, Father, I pray that each one would examine themselves to see what was done that caused this split. And, Father, if they could correct that and, Father, turn to you, I pray for the restoration of that. That's our prayer and our desire for Colton. I'm praying for Lynn, for her grandsons. They're in the Navy. We're praying for so many. The troops have come up three different times, if I've counted right, Father. So there's a lot of anxiousness going on, and I pray, Father, we'd depend upon you. Help Lynn. And, Father, I thank you for Susan. I'm praying for her husband, a combat veteran. And as Alex said, the alcohol, trying to use that to mask the pain. Father, in the long run, it just adds to it. So, God, I pray for deliverance of alcohol and the pain in Susan's husband. And, Father, then we're praying for Debbie out in California with her daughter in Florida. Father, we're continuing. We're praying that you would just do a work in their lives, Father, and bring about good. We trust you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. As we go to Arkansas, Evelyn in Arkansas, Bert, I have seen the Lord do that which is humanly impossible.
Amen.
Haven't you?
I have. And he specializes in it. You know, he does.
Believe God. Believe God for accomplishing the impossible, because he is a miracle-working God. He just is. Evelyn in Arkansas, thank you for holding. Welcome to our program of prayer requests.
Yeah, thank you. I've called in before. My daughters are both having, they're adults, and they're both having a hard time. And my one daughter just had a breakup with her boyfriend, and my other daughter's having difficulties too. And my daughter-in-law, you know, my son passed away, so my daughter-in-law is having a difficult time getting close to God.
And yes.
Me, I feel like I'm being, you know, attacked at places that I go.
Okay. Yeah. Evelyn, man, we can hear the pain. And listen, Alex, when your family's suffering, you know, it's those of us that love our family and care for our family, you know, they're not standing alone, and they're not hurting alone either, are they? Because we're in part of that pain, aren't we?
Yes, and do you know, I know, folks, this probably sounds a little simplistic maybe, but honestly, pain, danger, great, great need, what seems like an insoluble dilemma, what this is opportunity. Honestly, it is to lean in tight to the Lord Jesus, to get in His Word, to get on our knees. And folks, I promise you, if you'll go through the darkness holding hands with the Lord, you'll come out on the other side stronger, closer to Christ. And that's the beauty of our Savior, Bert. He takes what's bad, and if we'll trust Him, He makes us better. doesn't he?
Amen. He does. He is that miracle working God. We want you to join us tomorrow. We're going to spend the first part doing a Bible study on living victorious life, even in difficult times. It's possible. And then just remember, when we start back on Monday after Fire Away Friday, we're going to be in the book of Judges, where it says they did that which is right in their own eyes. That'll be a Bible study for our times. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Word.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
I want to thank our sponsors, Preborn and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Preborn Network clinics have rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day they save 200 babies' lives. But they can't do it without our help. Will you head over to preborn.com/AFR and sponsor an ultrasound? Christian Healthcare Ministries is the longest-serving healthcare cost-sharing ministry, helping Christians pay for and pray for one another's medical bills. Make the switch today and start saving. Visit chministries.org/AFR. That's chministries.org/AFR.